From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
When I'm on 40 metres, why is Europe or the USA often stronger than Sydney? Why can't I hear that station 200 kilometres away until 8 a.m? Come to the next social and technical meeting of the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated on Monday, 25th April. Dougal will present HF propagation from the basics to grey line. See you at the Drayton Bowls Club, corner of Gibson Ball Street, Drayton, at 7 p.m. This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for DDRC Inc.
Good morning, this is Kevin, VK4UH, and I'm the contest manager for the Harry Angel Memorial Sprint. And just a reminder that this year's contest will be held on Saturday, May the 7th, which is coming up very soon. The contest was started in 1999 to commemorate the life of Harry Angel, VK4HA, who at the time of his death was the oldest Australian licensed radio amateur. The contest is an 80-metre sprint and runs for 106 minutes, 1 year for every year of Harry's life. A very simple contest aimed at both newcomers to contesting and to established and dyed-in-the-wool contest operators. And in four sections, you can enter into the phone only, the CW, a mixed section, and as last year, there will be a listener section. Full details about the rules and the contest itself were published in the March AR and are available on the WIA website under the contest section. So all the information is there on times, but basically it starts at 10 o'clock UTC on Saturday and runs for 106 minutes. And don't forget that points gained in the Harry Angel contest also go towards the WIA contest champion, the Peter Brown Trophy. So the contest itself, of course, is open to all grades of licensed amateurs who have access to 80 metres. So dust off those antennas and the microphones and the Morse keys, and we look forward to seeing you on air on Saturday, May the 7th, for the Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre sprint. This is Kevin, VK4UH, on behalf of the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, who are the sponsors for the Harry Angel.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Perhaps the most powerful expression of hope in the 20th century was the speech by Martin Luther King. Dr. King will always be remembered for his I Have a Dream speech, which spelled out the desire for equality of a section of the American community. The listing of points and the reasons that have been given by the WIA takes some 22 pages in a submission to the ACMA. You won't find the poetry of I Have a Dream, but for Australian amateurs, these are the hopes for licence conditions in the future. You can find a letter on the Institute web pages. I think that the distinction, apart from the scope of the issues, is that in spelling out what can be imagined of the future of electronics technology and mating it with the future of governance of communications is both an exercise in crystal ball gazing and the ideology followed by the regulator and successive governments. If you can get your teeth into this submission, there is a multiplying of the options that science and industry are making available. And this is seen as a reasonable request for our licences to reflect this within amateur radio. All Australian amateurs will have the benefits of this renewal, thanks to the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.